The songs in our book sometimes do have more verses than we actually see or know, and sometimes different music. So it pays to pay attention to those things. Please open your Bibles to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. And no, I'm not going to look at verses 1 through 13. 1 through 12. Tonight in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. James 3, 13 through 19. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor envy or bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace and raise a harvest of righteousness. I don't know what you think about that last part there in verse 18. Peacemakers who sow in peace and raise a harvest of righteousness. Give that some thought. Give that some thought. When you look at this passage of Scripture here, verses 13 through 19 in James 3, you know that James has already written some information about wisdom in James chapter 1. I believe it's verse 5. Wisdom dealing with trials and temptations. It's available from God. It's available from God, you might say, for the asking. Now think about that a little bit. Wisdom in dealing with trials and temptation from God for the asking. I'd not really thought about it until I started looking at this and reading this passage here in chapter 3. But the wisdom in dealing with trials and temptations can only come from God. There's a lot of earthly human wisdom going around. Some of it good, some of it not so good. What I've always said is, and I think it's true, is that if you find good advice, I'm speaking of in the world, if you find good advice that doesn't conflict with God's word, then there is a principle somewhere found in Scripture. It's from God. Whether people choose to acknowledge it or not, that's up to them. But if it's good, sound advice, regardless of who said it, it did come from God. So when you look at this and think about it, wisdom from God dealing with trials and temptations is the only wisdom that will really work. Amen. So we need to remember that. I say that because I know there are times when people have struggles and difficulties and problems, and they go here and they go there and go here and there and look at this. Let me try this source. Let me try that source. Let me try this avenue and that and the other. And maybe, at last, try wisdom from God. But what happens, again, in talking with people and listening to people who have problems, usually if it's the last place that person has gone is to seek out someone who is spiritual and try God, it's usually, if it's the last time or the last end of the rope type of thing, then there's already so much confusion in the person's mind that it's going to be extremely difficult to tap into God's wisdom. Extremely difficult. That's why with us, let's be sure that we're going to God first. That's why with us, let's be sure that we're going to God first and we're going to God in prayer. We're going to God by seeking out wise people and wise counsel. So these are just some simple thoughts I think that we can hold on to help us understand. Here in this passage in chapter 3, James marks the difference very clearly between wisdom from above and wisdom from below. Maybe you've noticed it here, but James provides us some wisdom to live by from God. It's pretty simple. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it. You might remember the passage that we looked at this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I got to the point at near the ending of the message, and I said Paul is dealing with some of the business of spiritual gifts and love. But one of the things you notice there is that Paul speaks of growth and maturity, about things that he did when he was a child, and things that when he grew up, he no longer did. That's growth, that's maturity. So when it comes to those of us who are in Christ, it behooves us to seek earnestly and sincerely to grow and to mature, or use the from above wisdom, God's wisdom. That's something that's worth thinking about. Those that are wise, those that are understanding, will show or demonstrate their from above wisdom. Now that's a little different way of wording it, but hopefully it will make an impression on you and you'll remember it. The display of wisdom from below is clearly presented here as being from the devil. I don't need to go into details about the devil being the ruler and the power of the air and ruling in this world. You know that. But I think it's rather obvious the things that are mentioned right in verse 14. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Now there's something there to think about. Harbor, living on the coast, we know about harbors. Looking for a safe harbor. I know at this time of year people are pulling their boats out of the water, but you know about a harbor. So do not harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition. Have you wondered why James chose this wording? Bitter envy and selfish ambition. These have to be heart problems, because that's what he says. In your hearts. Do not boast about it. Look very carefully at the second part of the verse. Do not boast about it or deny the truth. Now there's some truth involved. That might prove to be a problem. That word truth might prove to be a problem for some people. But I think it's in there for a reason. One reason is there is truth. And truth from God clearly points out that bitter envy and selfish ambition is wrong. That's from the devil. That's worldly wisdom. That is wisdom that is from above. These two items that are mentioned in 14, envy and selfish ambition, but he qualifies that by saying bitter envy and selfish ambition. The world promotes that, rewards that. These are ways to get ahead. These can be used as tools to get ahead in this life. But the truth of the matter is, you won't get anywhere with God when you display these characteristics in your life. This is from above or below. Such wisdom in verse 15 does not come down from above or from heaven. It is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. There is no truth there. There is no good there. There is only harm. If you really want to know how to not get ahead with God, that's not the way I wanted to put it. I don't know just exactly how I intended to word that, but the fact of the matter is, it's from the devil, it is earthly, it is unspiritual, it is not of the truth. So maybe I best leave that alone. Unspiritual. It takes one who is spiritual to restore someone else. It takes one who is spiritual to provide wisdom to others who are in need. Now, the wisdom that is from above, who is wise and understanding among you, let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. There's a lot there. Let him show it. You may be a repository of a tremendous amount of wisdom, but if other people don't see that, it's of very little value. It might be of some value to you, but you've not dispensed that wisdom to others. Now, having said that, I think the statement that's made here is correct. Let him show it. By what? His good life. By deeds done, how? In humility. That comes from wisdom. Think about that. There are a lot of people who do a lot of good deeds. As a matter of fact, when you think of the Sermon on the Mount and you think about people that Jesus spoke about, praying on the street corner and giving alms, those are good things. Those are good things. Jesus had something to say about those who are doing those things just simply to be seen by men. The rest of this in verse 16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, then you find disorder and every evil practice. I actually, when I read this, I looked at it and I read, instead of disorder, I read discord. And I don't think that's quite correct, but that was the way I read it, and that was the way I was thinking. What you have when you are following wisdom from above is order. where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. I know I speak slowly anyway, but I'm trying to go through this slowly to make the impression upon you. The contrast now to wisdom from above. Wisdom that comes from above, as mentioned in verse 13, is wisdom that must be shown or demonstrated. Wisdom that comes from above or from heaven is first of all pure. Again, keep in mind, wisdom from below, wisdom from the devil, is not pure. Wisdom from above is according to truth, and it is pure. It is then peace-loving. It is considerate. It is submissive. Now, there's a word that we don't like. Submissive. I think if we, and maybe this would be a good thing for us to study, but I think if we truly understood the business of submission, we touched on it a little bit this morning, but our submission to God, our submission to one another, I think that we would, there would be a lot of problems that would melt away. A lot of problems and difficulties would melt away. So when you look at this again, first of all, pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit. Makes us think of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. Impartial and sincere. Remember, this is wisdom that comes down from above. And of course, the last that I mentioned when we began was peacemakers who sow in peace and raise a harvest of righteousness. Look at the words and think about the words that are used here, the words that James chose to use in regard to wisdom from above. Qualities or characteristics that mark people as those who are using or have wisdom from above. And again, referring back to verse 13, I think I like the idea that's presented in verse 13 that we are to show or demonstrate that to others. It's not necessarily a matter of saying, you know, I've got wisdom, let me tell you about the wisdom that I have from God. And I might do that and then turn around and behave foolishly and erase all of the good that might be done by demonstrating the wisdom that we have. Pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace and raise a harvest of righteousness. Now, I know that's easy to read. It's a little more difficult to put into practice. But it's easy to read. Especially that last part about peacemakers who sow in peace and raise a harvest of righteousness. Think about it. Wisdom from below, from the devil, does not produce righteousness. It never has and it never will. Wisdom from God will produce righteousness. So if you will, think about that and think about the choice of words that James uses. For us, let's be sure that we are seeking the wisdom from above. And we can also help one another when we gather together and worship and talk about the Scriptures. being together is very important. For my part, being together with you helps me to be better. That's the lesson this